The Finance Commission, a vital constitutional body, has once again taken center stage with the submission of its 16th report, covering the award period from 2026-27 to 2032-31. What makes this significant is that the report, chaired by former Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Arvind Panagaria, recommends maintaining 41% of the union's net tax revenue as the state's aggregate share, a move that has far-reaching implications for fiscal federalism in India. The Commission's recommendations, submitted to the President of India on 3rd March 2026, are a testament to the enduring importance of this constitutional body in shaping the country's financial landscape. The Finance Commission is established under Article 280 of the Indian Constitution, which empowers the President to constitute it every 5 years, or earlier if needed, to recommend the distribution of net tax proceeds between the Union and states, allocation among states of the state's share, grants in it to states under Article 275, and any other matter referred by the President in the interest of sound finance. The 16th Finance Commission was constituted in December 2023 under the chairmanship of Arvind Panagaria, an economist and Columbia University professor who also served as the first vice chairman of Niti Aayog from 2015 to 2017. Now, let us delve into the key recommendations of the 16th Finance Commission. The Commission has recommended maintaining 41% of the Union's net tax revenue as the state's aggregate share, a move that is identical to the 15th Finance Commission's recommendation. Remember this number, 41%, it is crucial for your UPSC preparation. The 1% reduction from the 14th to the 15th Finance Commission reflected the creation of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh as Union Territories in 2019, which now receive funds from the union budget separately, not from the divisible pool. The horizontal formula determines how the 41% devolution is split among the 28 states. The 16th Finance Commission has introduced GDP contribution at 10% as a new criterion, rewarding states that contribute more to national economic output. This move has been met with criticism, as it is argued that it dilutes the redistributive purpose of fiscal federalism. The full formula is as follows: income distance remains the dominant criterion, at 45%, compensating poorer states by giving higher weights to those with lower per capita GSDP compared to the richest state, currently either Goa or Telangana. GDP contribution, at 10%, benefits larger, more productive economies like Maharashtra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and Gujarat. Demographic performance, at 2.5%, rewards states that have achieved better fertility rate targets, benefiting southern states that achieved demographic transition earlier, such as Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Karnataka. The Commission has also recommended grants in aid to states, totaling 9.47 lakh rupees crore over the period 2026-31. This includes local body grants, disaster risk management grants, and sector-specific grants, such as health, education, and performance-linked grants. Note this carefully, the largest component of these grants is local body grants, which includes Panchayati Raj institutions and urban local bodies. Now, let us turn to what finance commissions do not cover. Finance commissions recommend, but the union government is not legally bound to implement these recommendations. However, Article 280 reports are almost always accepted, with minor modifications. Finance commissions do not cover centrally sponsored schemes, autonomous bodies grants, or borrowing limits, which are set under the FRBM Act and Article 293. Moving on to the UPSC angle, the Finance Commission is a key constitutional body, contrasting with Niti Aayog, which is non-constitutional. The 14th Finance Commission gave the maximum ever devolution, at 42%, which is frequently asked in UPSC exams. Remember this, net proceeds refers to total tax collection minus collection costs minus IGST refunds. cess and surcharge are not part of the divisible pool, which is a major grievance of states and a popular mains question. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 16th Finance Commission was constituted in December 2023 under the chairmanship of Arvind Panagaria, who is a Columbia University professor and former Niti Aayog vice chairman. The report was submitted on 3rd March 2026, covering the award period from 2026 to 27 to 2032-31. The vertical devolution has been maintained at 41% of the union's net tax revenue, and the commission has recommended grants in aid to states, totaling 9.47 lakh rupees crore. The horizontal formula includes income distance at 45%, population at 15%, area at 15%, forest and ecology at 10%, GDP contribution at 10%, tax effort at 2.5%, and demographic performance at 2.5%. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Finance Commission's recommendations have significant implications for fiscal federalism and understanding the horizontal formula, vertical devolution, and grants in aid is crucial for your preparation. Remember to note the key facts and numbers, including the 41% devolution, the introduction of GDP contribution as a new criterion, and the recommended grants in aid. In conclusion, the 16th Finance Commission's report is a significant development in India's fiscal federalism landscape, with far-reaching implications for the country's financial landscape. The Commission's recommendations, including the maintenance of 41% vertical devolution and the introduction of GDP contribution as a new criterion, will shape the country's financial trajectory for years to come.